I guess the shipping melons were brought in kind of late, or?
The shipping melon, we started shipping them melons about 1915.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the first that I ever knew of being shipped.
Mm-hmm.
And they hauled them down, they shipped them on cars, and they'd load a car out.
Mm-hmm.
Box car. That's the way down, they truck them off now, you know.
How big was the Stone Mountain? Was it pretty big, round or long?
It was a round melon, that Stone Mountain was. And yeah, it was a pretty good melon. Now the Congo, that's the Congo laying yonder.
Yeah, with stripes.
That's a dark stripe. Now there's several striped melons.
Uh-huh.
There's a number. Now there's what they call the rattlesnake. It was white and green striped. But Georgia rattlesnake is what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't make no big melon. It was a good little melon, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But then you couldn't have shipped it. And that's not, I had a shipping melon right there.
Did you ever call a round melon a cannonball?
Yeah, we had a cannonball. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have other names for that melon? Did you ever call it anything else?
Don't believe it did. That Stone Mountain was the number one shipper one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that got to be the best melon of the world one time. But this year, I didn't think it was any better. Now, a lot of people called them good melons, but then I ain't seen a good melon this season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I would call a good.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people that don't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brother that was up in Old Ohio, and he went through looking at some melons, and they had some fine ones there. And they won't know. Sell him some more melons. Said, well, sir, don't see but one that I would have. Now, he knew the watermelon when he seen it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll take this and over again. Mm-hmm. He kind of argued with him. They didn't want to sell that melon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's called? Well, I said, I ain't caring about the cost of it, but said, that's the only one. And he said, now listen, says, I know a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you heard. Brother give you $5 for that and give me one of these others.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had to come because he knew what he...
And he ended up paying $5 for it. He didn't pay $5 for it.
He didn't like much.
Uh-huh.
Didn't like much. Now, you know, time you pull, you can't hold water enough and get it to Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now you see them things there, that's a dollar watermelon right there on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a, and I call that a sour watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Do you grow a lot of watermelons, or just for some around?
That was grown for the market. My brother grows them for the market every year, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't grow them in the market.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of other things would you grow, citrus fruits would you grow?
Well, I'll tell you the truth right here, there's none grown except for home use.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in extreme, now see, you are in extreme southwest Georgia right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now when it comes to citrus, we grow it just for home use. Now say, you come along, will you have some plums or will you have some anything that I got that's in, don't you see? I'll ask mm-hmm. you, would you have a watermelon? Would you like to eat some watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a lot of melons sold here now for the market now. That's what they're growing for.
Mm-hmm.